Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen up. Shortly after this show concludes, our podcast will be going up. So if you miss any of today's show, and I know, look, Rob and I understand, most people aren't sitting there in front of their radio for 3 hours listening to any show, the Odd Couple or whatever it may be. You're in your car, you listen for a half an hour, you're at home, you may be listening, whatever it might be. So you'll miss bits and pieces of the podcast. You'll miss some great discussions and interviews and things like that. Well, now you don't have to miss them because you can just get the podcast. So all you have to do is search iCouple wherever you get your podcast and then follow, rate, and review it. And you'll be able to get the whole show and enjoy everything while you're going on your walk, while you're going on your run, while you're in the car, whatever you may be doing. Again, just search iCouple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And again, tell your family, tell your friends, tell everybody about it so they can join in the fun. Speaking of fun, Rob, I'm going to have a lot of fun watching the big game. I think it's probably the biggest game of the weekend. It is the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. These are certainly two of the top 10 teams in the league. But one of them, Buffalo, despite being 10-6, might not make the playoffs. If they lose, they could miss the playoffs. They could lose and still get in if Pittsburgh's or Jacksonville loses, but they're fighting for their playoff lives. If they want to control their own destiny, the Bills need to win. And I'll say this, Rob, if they miss the playoffs with a 10-7 record, when for the past several years you have been about winning the Super Bowl, when you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, when your coach, Rob, put up a huge banner in the facility saying Super Bowl, that's our goal and that's where we're going, a picture of the trophy, and you don't even make the playoffs, and part of the reason, Rob, you wouldn't make the playoffs would be that you lost to the freaking Jets without Aaron Rodgers, that you lost to the New England Patriots. I mean, there's no excuses. And so, Rob, it is going to be devastating if Buffalo loses this game and misses the playoffs. So the question would be, who is most to blame? They all would be to blame to some degree. But would you be most on Sean McDermott, the coach, or Josh Allen, the quarterback?
It's McDermott. You could replace coaches. It's hard to replace quarterbacks. You know, when you think about where they were, well, how many seconds were left in Kansas City? 13, 18? What was
yep,
it?
13.
13 seconds. Like, that changed the whole franchise. They were 13 seconds away. If they, I don't know, Chris, Squibb kicked it.
I was going to say, that's the first thing.
First thing, Squibb kick it. 8 seconds go off, Chris. Yep. 8 or 9. Squibb kick it. You don't kick it to the person to return it. Doesn't even make sense. Like, what? Who's coaching? I'm not even a football coach. Come on, Chris.
I mean,
they
thought, Rob, I think they thought, like many casual football fans would think, man, 13, say, it's over. I mean, now,
it ain't never over.
I'm not absolving them, because that's why you get paid.
Right. You're
supposed to think beyond the casual.
Chris,
you know what I'm saying? Most people think, I'm 13 seconds, it's over.
Just like we talk about.
No, you're a football coach. You're not supposed to think that way.
Shanahan, Chris, when the Falcons choked down that Super Bowl.
Yep.
They're in field goal range, kick a field goal, you're up by 11, Tom Brady can't beat you. Chris, go back and rewatch the game where they're taking a snap with time left on the, clock. The play clock. Yep. Like, you're supposed to run it down all the way, Chris, every single down, right?
Yep.
So that
when
you
you're
leave,
in that situation,
so that
absolutely.
You leave less and less yep. time for Tom Brady to march the ball down. What part don't they get? But anyway, it's McDermott, Chris. It just is. There's no way this team, you already brought it up, starting with that Jets game. Really, this team ain't making the playoffs? It went to that? I'm sorry. I know we just gave you a new contract. They letting coaches go every day, Chris, with contracts. I mean, Josh McDaniels had 4 years left, Chris. Bye. We'll write you a check. Bye. Once you realize a guy, you just have to make a change. And here's the other scary part. As you know, the windows close quickly. And like I told you before the season, I remember I picked them as a wild card, but I told you I did not like the way they were trending. I said I was out on Buffalo. Didn't I tell you that? I'm out on Buffalo.
Well, you weren't that out because you picked them to make the playoffs.
No, but I said that I don't have them. I want to go back.
You did say you were out. No, you said you were down on them, but you still picked them to make the playoffs.
Right, yeah. But I said I was out on Buffalo like to winning a championship. I just, this group, this team. But anyway, McDermott is the one. They lose this game, and they don't make they don't get in at all, make the play. I think they'll fire
Rob
him.
If they and look, we don't take pleasure in firing coaches.
No.
And it's interesting, Rob, because you hear people all the time that do what we do say, I don't like firing coaches, or I won't fire. Well, but you don't mind dogging players.
I know.
Mind criticizing players not doing a good job.
Right, and they get cut, and they get their livelihoods taken away from them.
Oh, they got to get rid of him, right.
Exactly, but they don't feel it's the same thing, and I agree. And those are the same guys, Chris, who will sit there and talk about how great a coach is. You know what I mean? And what he did. Oh, I got to have that guy as my coach. Well, wait a minute. And so it's just what he does well? Come on, man. Yeah. Come on.
We're not up here, whether it's a player or a coach, trying to take anybody's livelihood. None of this has to do with personality, whether we like a guy or not. I like Doc Rivers, Rob. I cover Doc. I mean, all the time I cover
Who
the NBA.
Doesn't like Doc Rivers?
Right.
That doesn't mean that when they choke with the Clippers.
Out, right? We called it like it was.
Yes. And you know
and
what?
So,
if Doc is mad or Chris, we just have to live with it.
Right?
I don't know what else to say.
I'll say this. And I think you probably would say the same thing, Rob. I got a bunch of great friends. And I want to make more friends. But if I don't make another friend for the rest of my life, I'm still blessed and got plenty of friends. I mean, we got to tell the truth.
What would be the purpose of being on the radio, Chris, and doing this show? Seriously, if we're going to sit here and glad hand, I know people do it and try to skate for years or whatever, and they don't want to, no, really, and they don't want to upset the apple cart, and let me just try to stay below the fray, Chris, and not get anybody.
Make
you can't.
My money.
Yeah, you can't live that life. I'm telling you, you just can't.
Nah, you just got to tell it like it
just
is.
Just tell it and, like and, it is, and if people yeah, don't like it, is, they don't like it.
It's nothing against Sean McDermott or anything.
Because I don't know about
and
you.
I'll say this too. I think he's a good football coach.
Yeah, but it just didn't. Didn't happen.
Just time.
With, right.
If they now look, if they go on a nice little run,
oh,
then maybe things will change. But he is. Rob, I've said this many times when I've talked about him. He did an excellent job of turning that team into a perennial playoff team. They had not been that for nearly two decades before he got there. And so he did a good job with that. And I think if he loses this job, he will get another head coaching job again. I'm not saying right away necessarily, but he will be a head coach again, I firmly believe. And I think that's fine. I think he should be. But if they don't make the playoffs, or Rob, honestly, to me, they have to do more than just make the playoffs for him to keep his job. Because I think the culture there is bad. And it might, whether it's his fault or not, I mean, he is the leader. You set the tone. But, Rob, they just are stale. They just, you know, it just, something's not right there. And a lot of times it's you need a new voice. You need a new voice, and that. So I think I'm with you on that. Sean McDermott will be the one whose head would roll. As far as Josh Allen, Rob, to me, I would not make a broad, overarching statement about Josh Allen. I wouldn't be like, oh, he's not a great player. He's still a great player. I wouldn't be like, oh, he's not a top quarterback. He's still a top quarterback. I wouldn't think, oh, you can't win with him. You can't win a Super Bowl with him. No, I think they could going forward. We'll see. I will just be like, dude had a down year. Not a horrible year. His passing numbers were down almost across the board. Not completion percentage, he was up, but everything else was down. But his running, obviously 15 touchdowns, that's an NFL record along with Jalen Hurts for a quarterback. So he had a little bit of a down year, but I think they need a new coach. They need a new culture, preferably an offensive coach for him. And, you know, they need to add some new players, get rid of some old players and things like that. But, Rob, to me, it wouldn't be like, oh, this dude's not as good as we've thought he was. Because, Tom Brady, after he won his first Super Bowl, didn't make the playoffs the next year. I get it. He wasn't Tom Brady yet. Okay, but still. Rob, a lot of people feel like once you make the playoffs, if you're a great player, once you break that threshold – and you're in your prime, you should make the playoffs every year.
Nah,
essentially. No.
There are things
Peyton
that happen.
Peyton Manning, Rob, you know Peyton Manning, after they made the playoffs the first 2 years, went 6-10 and missed them. John Elway, who Vic Fangio compared Josh Allen to, went to the two Super Bowls, which didn't go well for him. It was horrible in the second one. And then missed the playoffs completely. Went back to the Super Bowl the next year. Then missed the playoffs completely. So this, to me, Rob, it's unfortunate, it's bad, but it's not going to make me think, oh, he really isn't that good of a player.
No. This is not an indictment. This is not a referendum, Chris, on
right.
Josh Allen. That's not what this is. And it could be a bad year, and they could miss the playoffs, and no one's going to say, "Let me got to find a new quarterback." But this is a referendum on that whole organization, on the coach. And they have to come hella high water, Chris, make the playoffs. They just have to, because this is when you are supposed to be in the mix and you don't even make the playoffs, and you could go back to a couple of games that you should have won, that you lost. This should have been an easy ride. When Aaron Rodgers goes down, if you lost game one, Aaron Rodgers played the Jets and 9-11, Chris, and he comes out with the flag. Okay.
Right.
All right. You lost to Aaron Rodgers in New Jersey. That's not the end of the world.
Yep.
He gets hurt four plays in, four snaps in. You can't beat that team. Oh,
that
man.
That was bad.
And they had four turnovers. Remember, Josh had four turnovers.
Yeah, he was horrible. Rob, that would cost you the playoffs.
Yep, that's the game right there.
That would have cost you the playoffs. And, again, you lose to the Patriots too. But, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Who would you, if Buffalo misses the playoffs, who is this on more? Sean McDermott, the head coach, or Josh Allen, the star quarterback? And what would you do next if you were running the Bills? What would be the ramifications, the consequences, and repercussions? That's next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, my. I'd say that's a B-side. Maybe B-side is probably a little too strong. Sister Sledge, this is a jam. We Are Family got all the love, which was a great song. But this was a jam. Lost in Music. To Alex, you didn't know I knew that.
Hey, I'm impressed, see.
Rob had no clue.
What are you talking about? I know Sister Sledge.
Caught in a trap. This was the jam, boy.
Yeah.
Bringing back memories of Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where I lived.
Look at you being B-side.
All right, anyway, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. McDermott or Allen, whose head should roll, so to speak, if the Bills don't make the playoffs?
Your thoughts? All right, let's start with Ed in Vegas. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ed?
Hey, I'm going to put this on Josh Allen because you know what? These quarterbacks,
wow.
You know, if you're going to get that kind of money, you've got to, you're the CEO. You're running the company out there. And if it wasn't for the running game coming back the way it did, we wouldn't even be talking about these guys being in the playoffs.
All right. So let me keep him on the line. You're right. I mean, Allen's only averaged, believe it or not, 183 yards.
Yeah, but
a game.
He's got six rushing touchdowns.
Win streak. Right.
I mean, let's not act like he hadn't done anything.
Here's what I want to ask you, though. What would you do? If they lose this game, they don't make the playoffs. Are you sticking with McDermott? Obviously, you're sticking with Allen. So what changes would you make?
I would look at the coaching situation. And, you know, I mean, I know the Harbaugh rumors are buzzing around right now and stuff. But a guy like Josh Allen, he's still young. He's still talented. But he just has a tendency not to rise when he really needs to rise.
No, look, he plays some bad football at times. Rob just brought up the New England – I mean, the Jets loss.
That was a bad loss. Terrible.
There's no doubt. He got to get some blame, but I'm sticking with him. That's all I'm saying.
All right,
but
Chili Tim, Chris, in Atlanta. Tim, you're on the iCouple.
Happy Founders Day, man.
Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Happy J5, Chris.
Nope. Yeah, man.
How's it going?
Yes, happy Founders Day to all the Kappas out there, Kappa Alpha Psi.
Most definitely. How's it going, Rob?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know how I feel about the Josh Allen and the Bills, but in this case, I got to go with McDermott. because ever since that playoff loss last year, there was something in that building with Stephon Diggs and manifested.
100%.
He never corrected it. They never got it straight, and I think it just carried over into the season.
Do you, Tim, you remember he made a big deal out of it one day, and then the next day it was no big deal. You remember that?
Exactly, and I think that's part of the problem. I think he just never straightened that out. He never fixed it, whatever it is, and I think it's still hanging around in that locker room. And if you don't address those things, you know what happens. So I put the blame on him. He's the head of it. He never fixed that problem, and I think it just hurt that team all the way around.
No doubt. Appreciate the call, Tim. Thanks.
Good call, man. Happy New Year.
Yep. David in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How
hey,
are you?
Man.
Yeah, I want to say it's on Josh Allen because I don't know what y'all see, but Josh is not that accurate. He has a big ball. He reminds me a lot of Joe Flacco. Run the ball, and he throw it when he needs to, but not when he wants to because he's interception prone. That guy he had at running back that went to the Texans, he's averaging like 150 yards a game down there. He's not a bad back. Those backs are bad. Yeah, they are doing everything around to try to fix this thing instead of the real reason is they need to
okay. Hold up. Joe Flacco.
Yeah, he reminds me.
You mean Joe Flacco when he made the run to the Super Bowl? Because Joe Flacco,
right.
God bless
Joe
him.
Joe Flacco with Baltimore.
Joe Flacco was never as good as Josh Allen, other than that run in the playoffs.
He can't run like Josh Allen. And what I was told, that you want your quarterback to be quarterbacking, not running. You want him to throw.
Well, the MVP of the league about to be a running quarterback.
Yeah, but yeah, now because
can we stop using that quarterbacky? What is that? I mean, we stop?
That came up with.
Did he say that? Quarterbacky?
Yeah, quarterbacky. We've heard that a couple times. People get in trouble when they say that nowadays.
Hey.
Okay,
that's
I'm sorry.
A sensitive situation, Rob.
Be quiet, Rob. I know. All right. Thanks for the call, Billy in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Billy?
What's up, gentlemen? I always enjoy your show. Thanks for having me back on.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
In terms of the Bills. I'm definitely putting this on Sean McDermott. I mean, you make four straight playoff runs, you lose to the Texans, the Chiefs twice, and the Bengals. And those are all being key games that you're choking in alone in terms of play calling. And when we evaluate the season, six losses coming in, all six of those losses, interesting enough, in the final quarter of play, the Bills have either given up a key drive due to a turnover being a fumble, or they've given up a score on the defensive side to ultimately decide the game. So we also got to remember the Von Miller situation going on. They forced Ken Dorsey out halfway through the year as a fall guy.
Yep.
A lot of bad going on.
But that did,
McDermott.
The Dorsey, I'm not saying it was all on him, but that actually proved to be a good move. For whatever reason, whether it was his fault or not, they've started winning since then. That's all I'm saying.
Joey in Honolulu, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Joey?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Love the show.
Man. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say I think it's on Josh Allen, and the thing that bothers me about the mainstream media is I feel like he always gets a break for not making mistakes. Like, I get it. He's a very talented quarterback, super athletic, strong arm, huge upside, right? But let's call it what it is, right? I mean, he makes too many mistakes. I think he's leading.
We agree with you on that. No.
That's why I think an offensive coach might help him.
Right. Yeah, but everybody says, like, oh, Josh Allen's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I would say he's one of the best talents in the league, but he simply makes too many mistakes. I always tell my buddies, this guy's the Russell Westbrook of the NFL, right?
You know what? Actually, that's not a bad comparison.
Turnovers. Oh, yeah, that's what he does.
Now, Westbrook is a legend. I mean,
Westbrook is awesome.
And Josh is a great.
Honest, he makes too many mistakes.
I think that's fair. Actually,
and that's
too many turnovers.
That's why Josh Allen has a sponsorship with Pillsbury. You know, with all those turnovers.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Thank you.
You laughed a little too hard.
Thank you. That made me feel good, Joey. My God.
Nobody in the studio laughed.
What? Rob G, that was funny.
Did anybody laugh, Rob G?
I chuckled.
See, a chuckle. And Alex had a guffaw.
You chuckled because you thought you were like, oh, there's Pillsbury, there's biscuits somewhere.
Wow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And, Rob, we brought this up briefly early on. Last night, Nikola Jokic hit a shot, 39-footer, to at the buzzer to beat, was obviously a three-pointer, to beat the Golden State Warriors. He ended up with 34 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds, 13 for 16 shooting, and 34 points. 34 points on 16 shots. Unbelievable. But, Rob, you, a little birdie told me, you don't think it was a good shot.
What I mean by good shot, like great, oh, my God, I can't believe you made that shot. I've seen great shots, Chris. You know I've covered the NBA since 1987. I've been courtside. I've seen guys make shots with the game on the line. Last night, of course, anytime you can have a walk-off with a shot, it's exciting. So I'm not poo-pooing that. But that's a free shot he took.
Free? What do you
mean? The score was tied. They were going to overtime regardless. There was no pressure in that. He just threw it up. It was lucky it went in, and it made for a great finish whenever somebody can walk off a game. But to act like, oh, my God, I never saw anything like that, or it was a pressure-packed shot and he nailed it or whatever. All I'm saying is don't talk it up more than it is. With the score tied, Chris, there is no pressure in that shot. You know you're not going to lose and there's overtime waiting for you, so you just put the shot up. That's all that was last night.
But here's what I say on that. Number one, just because there's no pressure on the shot, that doesn't mean it's not a great shot. I mean, most of the game, there's no quote-unquote pressure, at least that kind of pressure. But we have great plays throughout an NBA game, 48 minutes. So I don't get that. I mean, and I don't know who said it was like the best shot in NBA history. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't overtalk it. It was an exciting play and an exciting shot. That's all that was being said about it. And it was a great end to a great game.
It's a freebie. That's all I'm saying. It's a freebie. The score's tied. Just throw the ball up if it goes in. Wow, went in. All right.
But most people can't do that. Most people wouldn't do that. It was like the fourth shot, Rob G. I don't know. It was like the fourth. I don't think we had the number, but I heard him on the telecast say something like, it was the fourth shot that deep at the buzzer or something like that.
Was that what it was?
Couple few decades or something. I don't have the exact thing, so I wouldn't want to go too far with that. But it was a great shot. And he hit shots like that. That's the thing. Remember the Lakers last year? I know Rob G does when he hit it over Anthony Davis. He can hit three-pointers, and that's one of the unique things about him that makes him so great is that he can score from anywhere on the floor. And, Rob, here's the interesting thing about Jokic, too.
He's tremendous. I mean, you know, yeah. I'm all in on him. I'm just saying that when it comes to, like, pressure-packed shots, I just think when the score is tied, it's a little different
than
when the game is on the line.
I just don't think that if you're differentiating between what's a bigger shot or what's a more pressurized shot when you're down – or when you're tied, there's no question it's when you're down.
Chris, I'm going to tell you.
Win or lose.
The greatest shot I ever saw, seriously, the greatest shot ever, was the Michael Jordan shot against the Cavs in game 5 of that playoff series. I was sitting courtside, and that was for the series.
I put Ray Allen shot up.
Not just for the game.
Miami.
Yeah. I mean, that was the Cavs. You're right. That could have went to win the championship. I mean, that was
was a better shot. Taking nothing away from Mike, that was a 16-footer.
Right, but that was with the series on the line. Like, the Cavs were the better team or had played better. They should have won that series.
They were the higher seed.
They were the higher seed, Chris. They should have won that series. And Michael, it was just – there was only one guy, Chris, who could make that shot, and somehow he still got the ball. I to this day – And I thank the late David Stern, who had moved the writers, Chris, from upstairs down the court side. I'm sitting next to Cliff Brown from the New York Times.
Y'all were upstairs?
No, moved us downstairs.
No, because when I started covering the league,
we were upstairs. Upstairs.
When I started covering the league in 95, we were downstairs.
No, that's what I said. He moved us. He moved us.
Oh, they used to be in the, like, what? Early 80s?
Yeah, they were upstairs.
Oh, I didn't know
And then
know
we
that.
Got moved down. Like, I can remember covering, Chris, Chicago Bulls games during the Jordan when we were in the hockey press box upstairs.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I thought they had always been downstairs,
no.
Like on the floor.
And Stern was a big part of that.
Up.
He wanted the writers to hear what was going on. You know what I mean?
It was great to be down.
Awesome. I always say that. I give him credit for that.
It was awesome. We're right there in the middle of the press table. But, Rob, Jokic in his last four games, Rob, is 39 for 44. Mm. He's missed five shots in his last four games.
That's the guy nobody wanted to be the MVP last year. Not nobody.
I mean, this dude is phenomenal. Only guy with a four-game streak of being more accurate, if you will, is Wilt Chamberlain, who did it twice. But think about this, Rob. Wilt was taking shots right at the rim.
Right.
Now, Jokic, in fairness, he's only taken four three-pointers in his last four games, and he's hit all four of them.
But I love, like, he's not forcing it, right? He doesn't feel compelled that he has to, Chris, because that's the game that's out there today, right? He just feels like, I'm going to take the shots that I can make and that are available to me, and I love that.
How high, and this will be a topic we'll explore later on, maybe even after the playoffs or something. But I would just want, I think the question, Rob, I had him after he won that championship last year as the seventh best center ever. And I think it was obviously the top four in whatever order, but Kareem, Shaq, Russell, Wilt, and then Olajuwon and Moses Malone. And then I had him seventh, Jokic. I don't know if you agree with that, but how high do you think this guy could eventually go? I don't know that he'll go any higher than those guys. Like,
I don't know if he keeps winning, Chris, and that's really it. Like, I don't know. If Denver runs off three championships in a row, would you take it? Would you look differently at him?
If he were to win three, he moves ahead of Moses and Akeem.
Right. That's what I mean. Like that's
there's no doubt about it.
That's how he could move. Right.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to come down to his winning because the numbers are going to be ridiculous, right? I mean, we've never seen a big man. I know Wilt, you know, led the league in total assists 1 year. And he was, you know, we've seen great big men who are great passers. He's a point center. Like, he really is a point center. He's basically their point guard. I mean, he's more of a point guard than Jamal Murray.
Mm.
And so his numbers are going to be crazy across the board. And you're right, Rob. If he wins, how you going to deny him?
Boy, and the Knicks are destroying the 76ers, Chris.
Yep, 71-54. Knicks are solid, man.
Yeah, but you know
what?
They're
a good team. They're not a championship team.
Yeah, but that's the thing that, to me, if I were a Knicks fan, I would be frustrated. That they're just in a no man's zone, Chris.
Yeah.
Like they're like not good enough to think that they're gonna surprise somebody and win something. And they're not bad, so they're not gonna get a top pick. So they're kind of in the middle. They're entertaining a little bit. They win some games. You think that that's a great win for them on the road. You know what I mean? You feel good about
it. You're absolutely right.
They're in a bad spot.
And when I look at a team like that, Rob, and Detroit had more talent. And I'm talking about the 2004 Pistons. Chauncey Billups was a high lottery pick. Rasheed Wallace, high lottery pick. Rip Hamilton was first round pick, probably a lottery. I don't know off the top of my head. And obviously Ben Wallace was just a self-made man. But so they had more talent, Rob. But I think Tibbs is a good coach. But for the Knicks, as they currently are and kind of as they have been for a long time, they're going to need a coach like that, Larry Brown, that just can get every single thing out of a group of really good players, but not superstars.
Right.
You know, that's really the only way they have a chance as they're currently constructed.
And you know what? That's a good thing, way of looking at it, that the Pistons, they were like that. They were good or whatever, but then they got the right coach, and boy, did they make the best of it. And then they, to me, what always made, I think, the Pistons franchise and fans feel better, Chris, was that they went back to the finals the next year. It wasn't just a fluke. Like, they went back the next year. They didn't win. They lost in seven games. But that was a really good team.
Yeah, they were. I got to be honest, that was a boring finals, but it was good that they got back.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a boring one?
Yeah, that was a seven-game, right? It was seven games,
yeah, it ended up being good because it was close. Yeah, it ended up being exciting because it was so close. But, yeah, and Rasheed, I mean, they might have won two straight, Rob. Was it Rasheed? Yeah, Rasheed.
Who left Robert Horry open?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to double Ginobili.
You cannot lay Robert Horry open.
And they said to him before, do not leave Robert Horry no matter what. Yep. And he thought he had Ginobili sealed off. And, Chris, I was sitting close to that, and he went to double him, and he just bounced the ball right between his legs or whatever it was, or, you know, behind his back.
Yep.
Went right to Horry. He turned around, and, boy.
Terrible. All right. NFL coaches, Black Monday is around the corner.
I got news
for
you.
Who could be in trouble? It's always Black Monday.
Exactly. Every Monday is Black Monday. That's right.
All right. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're going to have a little fun on a day that might not be that fun for some coaches. Black Monday around the corner. Rob G, come on, hop on the mic. He's going to name some coaches, Rob. And you and I have to say yay or nay as to whether or not they should be back next year. Or, you know, just some of them it'll be. Depending on what happens this weekend, but we can talk about that. All right, let's get at it, Rob G.
Nothing better than poking fun at guys who might lose their job. Hit the music, Alex. That's right.
Remember,
Black
it's
Monday
not about that.
On is upon us.
Rob, every Monday's Black Monday.
That's right. Every Monday is Black Monday.
Three teams already have vacancies right now. Panthers, Raiders, Chargers. Who will be next? I'm going to go down the list on who I think most likely to least likely. So let's get started. Ron Rivera with the Commanders, Rob. Monday, is he the coach, yay or nay?
Nay, he will not, N-O-T, be the coach.
I agree with Rob. It's look, Ron Rivera, great man by everybody's, you know, account, but no, he won't be the coach.
Rob G., if I say adios, is that racist?
No, that's fine. I'll allow it today.
Okay.
I'm feeling generous.
That's got to be racist.
We're doing a Black Monday segment. I'd be disingenuous if I took offense to that. All right. Number two. Bill Belichick, coach of the New England Patriots. Chris, is he the coach on Monday, yay or nay?
Well, he will be on Monday, I think. But I think eventually he'll be out of there. I don't see it as a firing. I think a mutual party of the ways or a trade. Again, I stand by, you can't fire Bill Belichick. You can say, we don't want you to be the GM. He's like, well, I'm out of here if that's the case. And then you work on a trade. But I don't think he'll coach him next year.
He will not be fired on Monday. They will figure it out. But he will not be fired on Monday.
You think he coaches them next year?
I think he coaches them next year.
Wow.
I think that he
growing sentiment.
He gives into what ownership wants, Chris, to stay put.
Wow. Okay.
All right, next on the list, Arthur Smith of the Atlanta Falcons, Rob Parker. He's coaching on Monday, yay or nay?
Arthur Smith, is he the coach? Yeah, he should be fired. Yeah,
you know his name.
They still might make the playoffs.
Nah, I don't know that.
I mean, they got a shot.
That's a nondescript bad team. They've had a lot of bad games. I don't know. I don't know who they are, what they're doing, Chris, what they're trying to do there. If I could upgrade and find somebody else, Arthur Smith, Arthur Blank, get rid of Arthur Smith. How's that?
They got a lot of talent, I think, that just hasn't reached its potential. What they don't have is a quarterback, and it's tough to win without a quarterback. But, and some might say, look, I think Justin Fields could be there next year. And would you want to give Arthur Smith a shot with Justin Fields? I hear you on that. However, if I'm them, I'm saying give me Eric Bieniemy and Justin Fields.
Speaking of Justin Fields, Matt Eberflus with the Bears, Chris, yay or nay? Is he there on Monday?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think he's definitely there Monday. Whether or not he should be.
No, he's out on Monday.
You think he's out on Monday? They've had a nice little stretch. They're going to beat the Packers.
They beat the Packers. They haven't beaten the Packers in Green Bay since 2018. I know no Aaron Rodgers there, and he owned the Bears.
Guy in there named Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
All right, last two quickly, Rob. Mike Vrabel and the Titans. He's there on Monday.
He's there on Monday.
Yeah, they're not firing Vrabel.
All right, last one. We're going to end the hour the way we started it. Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills. Chris, is he there on Monday?
He's there Monday because I think they're going to beat Miami.
I say he's out after they lose a heartbreaker.
Wow, okay.
They going wide left again, Rob?
Yes, wide left.
Uh-oh.
All right, there you have it.
Rob G., nice job.
Black Monday. I'm just going to leave it at that. I was going to say something, but I'll
don't say it, Chris.
Don't say
can
it,
we
Chris.
Keep the show? It's the weekend.
Don't
can I have
say
a job?
It. You're fired. I always
can
thought
I have a
it was going to be Rob that gets fired.
You
but
always
it might
say
be Chris.
Right. You know, Rob G. What was the over under? How many years before I got fired? From
it was
the
like
show?
Two and a half.
We're in the year six.
But you've lasted 10 years before, right, Rob? At a radio.
Yes.
Show? Okay. You had a 10-year radio show.
Yes, out of 10 at three different stations.
Was it the same show?
Same show, but three different stations.
And now every one of them was called the Odd Couple.
No.
I feel used.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.